Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the season one finale episode. Can you believe it? We have made it to episode 26 of Think Like an Integrator. And I remember back in the spring when we were first launching this podcast. And so it definitely feels like a time flies scenario when we think about all that's happened in the last couple of months. And it feels a little bit surreal to be at the end of season one. But I'm not going to lie, I also have a little bit of relief. I'm grateful that we decided to do seasons with this podcast because as much as I enjoy creating this content, it's going to be nice to have a little bit of a break. And I already know that that is going to make things even more refreshed when we come back in January for season two. So I'm excited that we are wrapping up season one. I want to use this episode to talk about some lessons that I have learned from hosting this podcast over these past 6 months, and also highlight some of the favorite episodes, and we'll be sure to easy link them in the description for you guys. And also, I want to give y'all a little sneak peek at what is coming in season two when we jump back in January. So all that to say, there have been a lot of lessons learned over the past couple of months with doing this podcast. This was not the first time that I have recorded a podcast, but it's the first time I've done a podcast solo. Of course, we had amazing guests come on. We had some of our current and past clients join the show. I had a handful of team members jump in and share with you guys. And so all of that was amazing. I loved being able to have those guest conversations. And that's definitely a highlight for me, is getting to have those sorts of episodes. But when I say solo, I mean, back a couple of years ago, I did a podcast with my biz bestie, and it was so much fun. She and I can talk like off the cuff about pretty much anything. So every time we recorded, it really just felt like we were meeting up at Starbucks, even though we both lived in two totally different states and still to this day live in two totally different states. So we never really got to hang out in person. We just had a lot of Vox conversations. And that was one of the reasons why we started that podcast, was we wanted it to feel like Voxer brought to life. And so I loved doing that with her, but it was a very, very different experience because I constantly had somebody on an episode with me. Like, it was just her and I jumping on Zoom to record our podcast week after week, where with this podcast, with Think Like an Integrator, it's been me. And again, I've loved having those guest episodes. But as any of you know who are listening to this, who have your own podcast, like, it takes coordination, it takes planning. You need to have, you know, questions prepped and an outline for your guests, and then an outline for yourself if you're doing solo episodes. So there was a lot more prep that has gone into the Think Like an Integrator podcast than the podcast that I did with my biz bestie, Megan, at the time. And so it was definitely a learning curve, and kind of getting used to rhythms and workflows doing Think Like an Integrator. So a couple of lessons, a couple of things I want to share with you guys. So first of all, I have to give like this major shout out to my team because they rocked the workflows. Like, I mean, workflows and systems and, you know, having a content board in Trello that's like very easy to map out, very easy to know who's doing what, checklists for everything, great team communication, like all of that stuff, like that's what we do for our clients. So I was not worried about like creating this podcast and having to have systems in place for Think Like an Integrator. And rightly so, because my team was amazing. My team did phenomenal. Samantha and Emily are the main behind the scenes of think like an integrator. Samantha is one of my project managers, so she's very client focused, but she's also in recent months taken on project management of just the overall KS brand. So she was so helpful and keeping us all organized. Emily is my executive assistant. She also handles all of our client and customer care. She's the one, if you email hello@catchmire.com, you're going to talk to Emily. Like disclaimer, unless I say like Cat here, it's Emily in answering that inbox. She was phenomenal at just jumping into schedule and kind of coordinating those pieces with Samantha. And then Erin is our Instagram girl. Erin is on our team. She is one of our copywriters and show it designers. And she also tackles the KS Instagram. So between the three of them, like they made my job so easy. They were also so graceful to me, you guys, because I cannot tell you how many weeks I was like, I'm running behind again. Like that was like my motto for the podcast of season one was like, I'm running behind, which that's a lesson of like what I shouldn't do, right? So that's actually something, as much as I'm like so grateful for my team and our Trello workflow is amazing and I love our KSA marketing content board so much, the downfall was me. Like I was the bottleneck. And so going into season two, already thinking about January, something that I know is on my list of like what worked and what didn't work, the what didn't work is my workflow. I need to prioritize recording this podcast a little bit better. And maybe some of y'all who have your own podcast, maybe you have your own YouTube videos, you guys can understand that. Like, I feel like we just put it off. Like, we put it off and we put it off and we put it off. And all of a sudden, it's like very much down to the wire. And I needed to get those recordings done. So there were definitely a few months where I did a great job of batching. But life happens and batching doesn't always fall into the equation when other things are going on. And so moving forward into season two, I want to do better about batching. But again, big shout out to my team for bearing with me with all of the things. One of the reasons why I started this podcast, and I know I've talked about this in some of the earlier episodes. So there's a couple of different reasons why I started the podcast. One, I'd done a podcast with one of my good friends before, and so I knew I liked the format of podcasting. I personally listen to podcasts, and so I feel like podcasts are a great way to just put it in on the go, in the car, on a walk, around the house, doing chores, whatever it might be. And for me, knowing that my ideal client is busy visionaries, a podcast felt like a great way to be able to get in your ear, so to speak, to be able to share more about what we do, how we can help, how you can DIY and bootstrap your integration if you can't afford the investment of the agency right now. Like, I want to bring awareness to integration. So I want to bring that awareness. And we felt like a podcast was a great vessel to do that with. And something that I realized at the end of 2023, when I was doing my like what worked and what didn't work in 2023, a pain point is that it was like the cobbler's son has no shoes. I think that's the saying, right? Like the cobbler's son has no shoes. I hope that's like a legitimate saying. We should Google that and make sure. I feel like I've been listening to too many political podcasts and now I'm like, somebody fact check me. Like, is that legit or not? I don't know. I think that's how the saying goes. Either way, that's kind of how I felt about my own marketing efforts. Here I am working behind the scenes in dozens of visionary businesses on their digital product marketing and just overall marketing strategies, yet I had next to no marketing strategy at the end of 2023. And so it became this like fearful need for me, right? Like I had this like gasping moment of, oh my goodness, like I need to think about marketing because the referrals may dry up, right? Like where are these clients going to come from? And I have this big team and I love having a team. And so I need to make sure that financially we can always uphold this same level for our team members. And so I need to have some solid top of funnel marketing. So that was my heart at the end of 2023, going into 2024, knowing like, all right, podcast, this is what we're going to do. I picked the name, we started branding it, and we started working on all of the moving pieces to then have the spring launch. And I
am so proud of that. Like, that was a huge lesson for me. Again, at the end of 2023, of I need some top of funnel content. And so for you guys, for me to be able to like share this sort of content and this education with y'all, because I love it, because I believe wholeheartedly that every visionary needs an integrator, whether you're hiring a team, whether you're hiring a solo integrator, whether you're bootstrapping it, but you just need a little pep in your step when you're doing your own integration. Like, I believe that. And so because I believe that so much, I need to talk about that. And therefore, I need a podcast to give me a platform to talk about it. And so another key takeaway is the fact that I have thoroughly enjoyed having this podcast. We have gotten applications coming in from the agency and had women saying like, I just binge listened to a handful of episodes on the podcast. And I'm like, yes, it's working. Like, that's what I want. I want your feedback. I want you guys to be able to come to this podcast and get the sort of content that you need, because there is not a lot of conversation in our industry around the visionary integrator dynamic and what that looks like. Again, whether that's bootstrapping it, you're DIYing it, you're a solopreneur wearing both of those hats right now, kind of trying to figure it out. Like, let me help you, because I know the difficulties that you are up against when you're trying to play both roles. It's so possible, like encouragement, you could do it, but let me help you do it better. And then also those of you that are maybe thinking about outsourcing it in full and you just want to have a little bit more education in your business tool belt around what an integrator is, how an integrator can help your business, and all of those things. So big key takeaway for me was like overall enjoying doing the podcast as top of funnel. Another key takeaway for me is that now my funnel needs a little bit more work, you guys. And like, I'm saying this in full transparency, as the girl that could step into your brand and funnel overhaul it probably in my sleep. Like, and that is not to sound cocky. That is just to tell you how much I love doing a product flow. I love digging into like an evergreen funnel scenario. Okay, top of funnel, how are we nurturing them? What are we giving them after the nurture? What's the pitch? How warm are these people? When are you live launching? Like, I love all of those things. And now that we've gotten a very clear system as a brand on our top of funnel, being this podcast, being our Instagram marketing, pushing more people to the podcast, factoring in Facebook ads into this equation, those are like the three top of funnels that we've been networking this year, is our podcast, our Facebook ads, and our Instagram, specifically ManyChat on Instagram, using those three things. Okay, now what's next? And so we've been testing out a couple of different things. We've been testing out different quizzes. We've been testing out different freebies. We've been testing out tripwires. We've been testing out different evergreen funnels, like immediately when the lead comes in, how hot are they? Let's give them a pitch if they don't purchase that tripwire. We've been doing a lot of those things on the back end, and it's been really fascinating. Some of it has been incredibly humbling, I'm going to tell you. Because we've had several funnels that have converted zero, like literally zero. Like, it's not even like, oh, maybe it'll do better. No, it's not going to do better. We're just going to turn it off and try something new. So definitely learning a lot within my own brand of what my audience is looking for and how I can think about digital products. The agency is not going anywhere. I love this agency. I absolutely love my team. I love the clients that we're getting to work with. We have grown this year despite the economy, which I'm just so humbled and proud to be able to continue to grow the agency and fill a need for the visionaries out there looking for a full service agency to step in. So agency is staying exactly where it is, but it's got me thinking about other avenues for revenue streams for the overall KS brand to kind of add to the agency. So not necessarily ideal client being agency clients, but other ideal clients we could have with additional offers. And so that's definitely a takeaway for me within the overall podcast realm, is that like, hey, this top of funnel is working. How can we add gas to that fire? Like, what else can we do to continue to drive the needle forward when it comes to our own marketing? And I don't have all of those answers yet, but that's something that I'm starting to noodle on and marinate on as I'm thinking about 2025. So the impact that this podcast has had on me personally has also just been really fascinating, you guys. So I just shared like a couple of ways that the podcast has impacted our business and some exciting things and some things that I'm like noodling on for the future. But like personally, this has also been really fascinating. First of all, finding the time, which I know I shared about before, like that kind of overlaps professional and personal work. I need to find more time for the podcast. I also have just been so fascinated by myself because on one hand, I love content creation and I love being able to literally talk to anybody about being an integrator, like about digital products. Like we have been able to even increase the types of clients that we're working with this year. We have artists, we have photographers, we have real estate agents, we have lawyers, we've had and have recently gotten some healthcare, like nutritionists. So many different types of people. Like that's amazing. So I love that because I think that there are digital product strategies that overlap in any of those scenarios. Like essentially whatever it is you're selling, I likely have a strategy that we can play with and figure out, is this going to be the best fit for you? And that's so much fun. It's so much fun for me to get to test out those various audiences and like challenge myself and challenge our team. Our copywriters love when we send them someone new and we're like, we've got this Nashville artist coming your way. Like start writing for him. And they're like, oh my goodness, like someone totally brand new. So there's so much fun in the, and for me, like being able to have those conversations. But when you think about those conversations from a content creator standpoint, I don't love content creation, which that is fascinating. If you go back and we'll link this, this was actually one of the most popular. So I was going to share it a little bit later. But one of our very first episodes was the difference between a visionary and an integrator. It might have even been the first one. But the like visionary versus an integrator, like what is the difference? And visionaries are better marketers than integrators. Visionaries are typically idea people. They have a lot of ideas. They're very excited about all of these ideas. And one of the downfalls of being a visionary is too many ideas and not knowing which one has the top priority right now. And so you maybe start working on all of them at once, or you never really finish one because you jump ship and you jump into like the next idea, okay? An integrator wants to see the idea through. Like an integrator is like, no, here's my ship. I am already on this one and this is the map that you have given me. So like, please let me finish it. And so we tend to joke when we're on our client calls with some of our visionaries when they, you know, are giving us a new map. We're like, oh, okay. All right. Now where are we going? Like X marks the spot, but we're changing where the X is located. So like, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing right now? So the visionary is the idea person. Visionaries are typically much better marketers. They're really more, not really more, that's a little bit of a exaggeration, but they're usually a little more charismatic, better at just the like high level sales than an integrator. An integrator likes to be behind the scenes. An integrator is totally fine not showing their face, not doing that day-to-day type of marketing. And so I feel like I've challenged myself to sit in a different seat a little bit, to want to, okay, well, I'm going to do this podcast. So I need to have some content creation that requires my voice and my face and my content. It requires or should require me getting on Instagram more, which Aaron on my team would probably be like, yes, Kat, please. I need to do a better job. Key takeaway, I need to do a better job of posting on Instagram and in a more strategic way versus relying on my team. And not that my team isn't doing phenomenal with that, but I think that there's something personal about it coming from me. We have never videoed this podcast. We only do audio, and that's something in 2025 I need to consider what it would look like to have video of the podcast. So again, I need to sit in that visionary seat and want to show my face and be a little bit more a part of the marketing. And kind of, again, we know it's working what we're doing now, but let's add a little bit of like gas to that fire, fuel to that fire. Let's pump it up a little bit more. So those are definitely some takeaways that I have had when it comes to hosting this podcast over the last 6 months as we finish up season one. Now, a couple of awesome, awesome episodes that you guys loved that were – it was fun for me to like look back at all of our analytics and see like what were the faves of season one. And so I want to drop them here for you, and we'll have them like bulleted out in the show notes of this episode too for you guys. But I mentioned before the integrator visionary comparison episode was very popular and continues to be popular, and rightly so. I hope anybody new to this podcast, if you have not listened to that one, please go back. Listen, there's like a first couple of them that are kind of like back to the basics of integrator visionary. So I definitely want you guys to listen to those. But that one was very popular. Another one that was popular that was exciting for me to see how popular it was the how to navigate your digital business in an election year episode. Obviously, we're still a couple of weeks away from the election. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, go ahead and give it a listen. But I love politics. So I actually really enjoyed the fact that that one was a popular episode. And it was exciting for me to think about other things that I can share in the future, not necessarily political, but just like kind of bringing our digital brand to the real world, right? Like, yes, strategy is so important, but we also need to be realistic with that strategy of like what's also going on outside of the lens of our digital brand. And I feel like that's what that episode did. And so I loved seeing that it resonated with so many of you guys. Another one that was very popular, which this was also one of my favorites to record, was the episode where we brought in Erica and John. They are current clients of ours, and it was what we learned from 4 live launches in 1 year. Great episode. If you are planning to live launch in 2025, you need to add this one to your listening list. I promise it will be incredibly powerful for you to hear from them. They're an amazing husband and wife team, and they have been doing this for a long, long time. And so they shared a lot of really, really great, valuable information around live launching, what they liked about it, what they would do differently, what they are doing differently in future live launches, all sorts of fun stuff there. And then what do we have to look forward to, guys? We have season 2 that will kick off in January. Our team is incredibly busy in the month of November. Black Friday is going to be bananas. It is just bananas because there are not all, but a lot of our clients are doing a Black Friday promotion. And everybody's launch is time sensitive because they're all happening around the same time. So our team is just nuts in November. We also are doing our annual team retreat at the beginning of November, which might be a bad idea because of Black Friday, but it was the only time that worked out for us to all get together. And I'm super excited that everyone is coming to Lexington, Virginia to enjoy a little bit of mountain time and have some great conversations, some sessions that we're going to be working through together, and then a brand photo shoot. So it's going to be so much fun. So all that to say, we have that happening in November. We have Black Friday. Then December, we like to breathe a little bit. We'll be working the first half of the month, and then we take the latter half of the month for a little bit more R&R, and then we'll jump back in January, and that's when season 2 is going to kick off in January. And shocker, type A cat, I've already mapped out my content plan for the beginning of 2025, and I'm very excited for you guys to get these episodes. I've not recorded them yet, but again, remember, I already said I'm going to start batch recording. So the goal is to get them done well in advance. So my team is not scrambling, and you guys have this content to listen to in January and February. In January, we're going to be focusing on 2025. I want to talk about my own personal business goals for 2025 and kind of open up the playbook behind the scenes. I just shared some of the ways that I'm starting to think about my own digital products and funnels in 2025. And so I want to do an episode that brings you guys kind of behind the scenes on what that is going to look like for our team and for the goals that I have in place there. I also want to talk about what an integrator could do for you in 2025. So if you were thinking, if you're still kind of on the fence, should I bring on an integrator for my launch? I have a handful of projects going on. Do I need an integrator team to help me? We're going to talk about what that could realistically look like for you in January. If you brought somebody on, either a solo integrator that you hire, maybe you want to work with our team, whatever that looks like for you, but we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some mindset shifts that need to happen for the most successful 2025 that you can have, some business mindset shifts that I firmly believe in, and I'm excited to share those. And then after we have a little bit more of that kind of heartfelt January season, we're going to dive into some of our favorite tech and tools. And so all of February is focused on tech and tools that we love. We're going to be talking about ConvertKit, now rebranded to Kit. We're going to talk about Flowdesk. We're going to talk about Kajabi. We're going to go back to Trello because y'all know we can never get enough of Trello. So we're going to share some more solo episodes specifically on some of these tech and tools and some specific things that we're loving and not loving in these platforms. This is going to be helpful for you if you are debating on some tech and tools to use in 2025. So I'm excited to be able to share those with you. And then right now this may change, but right now the March plan is copywriting focused. One of the things that our team does extraordinarily well that we don't talk about enough is our copywriting, from sales page to email funnels to live launches. They do it all and they are so, so good at it. And so I'm going to be bringing in some team members, doing some very focused episodes on copy for a sales page, copy for a live launch, evergreen flow for your email sequence inside of an evergreen funnel, like lots of fun stuff that we have to share. And I'm hoping we can do that in March. We may end up having to push some of those into April, but either way, that's going to be springtime end of winter, getting into spring. So clearly, planner cat. I've already got that hat on and I'm excited. I'm ready for this little break from the podcast. I already said that. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm ready for the little breather. But then I'm also excited for what's in store. And I know that we're going to come back stronger than ever as we jump into season two and everything that we have planned for you guys then. So all that to say, I'm just grateful that you guys listen to this podcast. I'm grateful for the support. I love getting DMs from you guys as you are listening to episodes and things are resonating with you. If you ever have additional questions, or if you have ideas, if there are episodes that you would like for us to record for you, whether that's me, whether that's me bringing on a guest, whether that's me bringing in one of my team members, like, please let me know. I would love to ensure always that the content that is being created is content that you are genuinely excited to press play on and that is truly valuable and helpful for your brand as you are growing, whether that's growing in your DIY role as an integrator or just your overall knowledge of visionary integrator. So I want to help you think like an integrator, truly, truly. So help me help you and send me over any questions and any additional content ideas that you guys have as we end out our 2024. Very, very much with a celebratory theme there and look forward to what 2025 has in store. So thank you guys for being an incredible audience base. I'm so grateful for y'all and I will be back with the season 2 episode in 2025.